Hello, friends. Welcome into the Letterman Lounge. Pull up a chair, grab a cocktail, whatever you want to do to get comfortable. We're here in the Letterman Lounge, hanging out, talking about Ohio State football recruiting. That on the other side of the screen is Matt Parker, the Ohio State recruiting expert. I'm just big dumb Spencer Holbrook here to ask Matt Parker a bunch of questions. No, this is the bye week show, Matt. The off week show, the idle week show. The Ohio State doesn't have a game on Saturday show. So we're just going to kind of free flow it here. We're going to have some fun. But first, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. I just had a very surreal moment, and I have now reached the quote unquote old man club and was invited as a guest speaker to my high school to talk to the kids about journalism. And certified old head, Matt Parker. I'm going to change my Twitter bio to that, I think. Add that in there with not a coach as well.
Yeah, that'll really help you with the youths that you're, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. Probably not, but I don't know. I don't know. It was weird being back at your old stomping grounds, you know, but no one cares about that. Everyone only cares about the serious business that is Ohio State football recruiting. No fun whatsoever.
I actually did that before too, where you go into the school and you're like, hey, journalism. Yay. It's fun, but it also makes you feel old. I did it at 20 when I still didn't even have a job. So I was just a lowly college student with like $11 in his bank account and a hankering for Busch Light, talking to kids about why they should go to college. But now I'm here to talk Ohio State football recruiting with you. So let's talk about it. Okay, I'm going to ask you just some questions, Ohio State football recruiting questions, because I'm, as if I'm just an Ohio State fan. So maybe the fans have these same questions, or maybe my big dumb football brain's just saying like questions no one else has, but we're going to get them answered. So, first question. Let's talk about Amaris Williams from Clinton, North Carolina. You wrote about him as a new defensive line option potentially for Ohio State on lettermanrow.com on Thursday. You can get that for $1 for the first month. That gets you through the Penn State game. It gets you through the Penn State visitors list if you're on the recruiting side. So go sign up for that right now. And Letterman Row members can see what you wrote about him in the notebook that you wrote on Thursday. But Amaris Williams, let's talk about him because this is a Florida commit, a big boy from down in the southern area of the country, not quite in the south. I don't know if North Carolina is considered the south,
I
but
think people would say, yeah.
yeah, sure. Hold does not hold an Ohio State offer, but is definitely an option for Ohio State moving forward. Do you care to elaborate?
Yeah, sure. Funny enough, this information got passed along to me while we were in the car leaving South Bend on Saturday to go back to our, I'm pretty sure it was Saturday. Saturday or early Sunday. I don't know. That whole weekend like still feels like one big blur and one big day. But yeah, a couple of sources, friends of the program, if you will, sent me some information that Ohio State, specifically defensive line coach Larry Johnson, have been in contact with Williams for the last couple of weeks now, which I find pretty interesting. Larry Johnson definitely likes to move in the shadows when it comes to his recruiting, unless it's like, you know, a big five-star Dylan Stewart kind of guy. High four-star Marquise Lightfoot kind of guy. Williams is a four-star prospect out of Clinton, North Carolina, as you mentioned. 6'2". Some places have him at 6'3". On3 has him 6'2", 265. Some places have him 6'3", 270, but he's like right in that range. The Gators have recruited him and have him committed as an edge rusher. Ohio State has has edge rushers that are a bit bigger than that. Although I think Caden Curry is about that height, if I'm not mistaken. He's like that 6'2", 6'3" kind of height, right? Yeah. So, and I haven't spent a whole lot of time yet, really diving into Amaris Williams, but have watched his tape just a little bit. I watched a little bit of it Wednesday night. You talk about a guy that's just like so quick with his hands. Even being quote unquote undersized at that 6'3", 6'2" spot, you know. He has great quickness, man. Off the line of scrimmage, I'm really impressed with who he is, like what kind of player he is. We just recently followed each other on the artist formerly known as Twitter. So gonna start reaching out and really getting to see what's going on. But I do think it's noteworthy. that yes, he doesn't have an Ohio State offer. Ohio State has been in contact, but as the kids will say, the kids that are talking about other schools recruiting them, they will say that they are locked in, and there are exceptions to the rule. Cough, cough, Jeremiah Smith, who is, you know, we are all expecting him to be to sign his national letter of intent in December and then be at Ohio State in January. All right, there's the exception to the rule. But Amaris Williams, in a story I thought it was pretty interesting, said he said that he was locked in with Florida. He couldn't put a percentage on it, and then said, "I'm about 95% locked in." Well, that's not 100%. And if there's a school that can flip a defensive lineman, it's going to be Ohio State. They did it 2 weeks ago with Eric Mensah, the three-star defensive tackle out of Stafford, Virginia, committed to Virginia Tech originally. Larry Johnson did it last year with four-star edge Joshua Mickens, who was committed and was planning on signing with the LSU Tigers down there in the Bayou. But instead, Larry Johnson gone Larry Johnson and flipped Joshua Mickens on signing day. So edge targets are emerging slowly but surely. And Amaris Williams apparently is one of those guys. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think that that's really interesting, Matt. This is not a guy who is from a heavy populated area. He's not a guy who is from down, I think they call it either the Tidewater or the Low Country of North Carolina. I'm not sure what the geographical regions of North Carolina, but it's down between Raleigh and Fayetteville and Wilmington, like in that general area. So down like southeast North Carolina. So it's not like an area that's got an allegiance to one school, especially not the Florida Gators. So like you're not talking about a guy who's like pledging his allegiance to Florida, even though he pledged his commitment to Florida. So I think that's the first thing that's interesting. The second thing that's interesting, Ohio State's had success down there before. You look at Jaden McKenzie, who's on the roster from Wake Forest, North Carolina. You look at Jacoby Cowan, who's now at North Carolina, but originally came to Ohio State for a year from North Carolina. So, like, the Buckeyes are not afraid to go down there and recruit in that state. And that's just on the defensive line. You're not even talking about Evan Pryor, who's from North Carolina, from, so I all of that, Noah Rogers from North Carolina. So the Buckeyes have went into, yeah, the Buckeyes have went into to the state that likes to refer to itself as first in flight, even though we know that's not true, and get some recruits. So all that's to say, I think that's a really interesting thing. Matt, I got a second question for you, if you are ready for it. Let's talk safety, because Reggie Powers decommitted from Michigan State, and the mess that is the Michigan State saga up there in East Lansing. They don't have a coach right now. They've got an interim coach, and they've got a pretty bad situation on the football field, being outscored 72-18, I think, in
That's
each of the
pretty
last two
bad.
games. 72-16. 72-16 the last two games. That's terrible. They look awful on the field. Their athletic department looks awful in the way they handle Mel Tucker, and Mel Tucker's no longer employed. So Reggie Powers is decommitted, back on the market. An Ohio kid who's now being reached out to by Kentucky, of course, Kentucky, by Michigan, by all of the programs around, and not really at this point yet, Ohio State. What do you make of Reggie Powers decommitting and Ohio State's place in his recruitment moving forward?
Well, first off, this is a personal plea from me to the fine folks at NBC. Please move that Ohio State Michigan State game out of primetime and put it at 10 in the morning. I said 10 in the morning, please. As a man who's going to have to be outside for 4 hours for that game, please, for the love of God, put that at 10 in the morning. No one wants to see that at primetime. Anyway, back to Reggie Powers. Decommits from Michigan State on Wednesday night. Kind of had a feeling that was coming. I never had any confirmation or anything like that, but just talking with some people pretty close to Reggie, and then as well as Ohio State, kind of feels like both sides knew it was coming. I can't blame the kid who would want to go to a place like that. Not a knock at East Lansing. East Lansing's pretty cool in my opinion, but that football program's in the dumpster fire right now, and it's not going to get any better. But yeah, he's back on the market. Number 210 overall prospect on the On 300, recent On 300 rankings update. And he has an Ohio State offer, but Ohio State is definitely slow playing this. At one point, it seemed like Reggie Powers was going to be the back in like March. This is what I'm referring to here. Back in March, like it seemed like March and April, it seemed like Reggie Powers was going to be the next commit in that run of like eight guys that committed in 6 weeks. Ohio State and both Ohio State and Reggie Powers were just kind of like, all right, like let's make sure this is the best thing for both of us, because that's what it matters. That matters, that it's the best situation for both parties, right? And evidently it wasn't, and now maybe it is. But I say maybe just because Ohio State is, and I had two sources, multiple sources, inside the Woody Hayes Athletic Center, tell me when I reached out and just said, you know, Reggie Powers, what's up? Multiple sources got back to me and were just like, yeah, like we know, we saw, but we are still scouting the entire country. And on one hand, it's like you have to applaud the effort by Ohio State's recruiting department. Like a massive shout out to Mark Pantone for making sure that no stone is left unturned. But at the same time, we are, as it stands right now, we're less than 3 months away from signing day. And you have apparently one of the best safeties and overall prospects in the country 40 minutes away from you. Obviously, you're not going to take a guy just to take a guy and to fill a space, because that's a waste of everybody's time. And especially the player, that's a waste of the prospect's year. Even with the transfer portal, like you can go to a new place, but you can't get that time back. Like our old journalism professor would say, you know, time is the best gift you can give someone, right? But and I think the time is working against Ohio State in this regard. Sooner or later, no matter how many high school tapes you watch, maybe the most obvious choice is right in front of you. There's only one safety in the Buckeyes class, in the 2024 class right now, with four-star Seton Hall prep safety Jalen McLean out of West Orange, New Jersey, which is a sweet name for a city, side note. But at some point, if you're going to call yourself a safety-driven defense, you got to go get safeties. So while I applaud Ohio State for making sure that, you know, they didn't miss anyone or anything like that, if you want two more safeties like they do, maybe you take a flyer on an in-state guy that you know what he is, and you make him into what you think he can be. And if it doesn't work, then you know what? That happens. But I think if this keeps dragging on, and Ohio State enters November with just McLean in the class, there's something up. So we'll see. I think the next 6 weeks are going to be pretty interesting for Ohio State, Perry Eliano on the recruiting trail. But I definitely think Reggie Powers is going to be a guy that we're going to really, really have to closely watch. It's important to note, by the way, that Ohio State, even when Reggie committed, never stopped its communication with Powers, with his family. That communication has changed, you know, like it changed. Who was reaching out changed. But the rate and consistency never did. And I can tell you that that matters. So we'll see, Spence. These next 6 weeks for Ohio State, it's a pretty big deal in the next 6 weeks for Ohio State, specifically in this 2024 class.
Yeah, I mean, the Buckeyes have one of the best defenses in the country. So there's proof of concept now with defense. So if Ohio State needs to go out and flip somebody, I think they can probably do that if they are willing to, and if they're willing to put in the work. And I know Perry Eliano is willing to put in the work, and that recruiting staff's willing to put in the work. So that's one of the things to note. The other note is, like you said, there's a guy that's in state that's right there. So if you need to get a safety, you go get that safety. And you definitely go get him, I think, if Michigan and a couple of Big Ten schools that you are competing against right now and trying to overtake in the Big Ten are willing to take him. I think that that's even more the reason to say, like, okay, we need to watch closely and make sure, like, that we're okay with him going to that school, or else there's a chance that you look dumb in a couple of years. And I'm not saying that that's going to happen, but like, it's a possibility.
And like especially with, I mean, UCLA offered him, and UCLA is going to be in the Big Ten next year, you know? So it's like you also have to realize that, like, yeah, the Michigans of the world are, you know, reaching out to him and stuff like that. But like UCLA is going to be on the schedule too. You just have to be cognizant of, not you. You have to be cognizant, yeah, that UCLA is on the schedule, because that travel will be fun. But Ohio State has to be aware of the fact that some of these schools that are offering, like Oklahoma offered him, UCLA did. There are a couple other, I mean, he's up to 30 offers now, you know? So there are some schools that are trying to, I mean, not really flip because he decommitted, but some schools are trying to get like that crown jewel of their class. Some guys are trying to get depth. Ohio State's just trying to get guys, man. You know what I mean? Like they're just trying to get guys like in the safety room. So something of note, in my opinion, as it relates to the to safeties, is Malik Hartford. You know, you look at that 2023, that 2023 class, and Malik Hartford wasn't like the most highly rated guy. But Ohio State, I mean, he had like Midwest offers and things like that, Notre Dame, Michigan, all of the Midwest programs and things like that. But now he's gotten playing time in the four game, three games. I don't think he played against Notre Dame, but Ohio State liked him. So we'll see. I don't know. It's going to be fun next 6 weeks. I only say 6 weeks because I think in 6 weeks is that Michigan State game. And like, again, NBC, please put it at 10 in the morning. Thank
It's not
you.
happening, man.
All
It's not
right. Well,
happening.
you know what? It's a rainy day and you're just another cloud in my sky. All right.
Ohio State will face Michigan State in prime time on November 11th. If you would like to attend that game, you can go to the Game Time app or the GameTime.co for $20 off your first purchase of your tickets on the Game Time app. Ohio State has a few home games coming up. The homecoming game against Maryland. Good recruiting weekend next weekend. Should still be pretty good weather. Right now, it's a little cloudy, but we're not a weather show. We're an Ohio State football show. And if you would like to go see the Buckeyes, $20 off your first purchase on the Game Time app for premium tickets at a discounted rate. Matt, the Game Time does this cool thing where if you find a ticket in the section that you bought your ticket on Game Time, but you find a ticket on a competing ticket website for cheaper, they will refund you 110% the difference. Let's say you would like to go see Ohio State, Michigan State in prime time, and Michigan State becomes so terrible that even Ohio State fans don't want to watch, and tickets are $10. Okay, $10. No, let's say $5. Okay, and you find a ticket on a competing website that's not Game Time for $4. And then you say, hey, Game Time, this other ticketing service said that I can go for $4. Game Time says, not so fast. We'll give you $1.10 for that ticket.
Hey man, sign
No,
me
it'd be a
up.
dollar 20 cents, I think.
You
The
know
math
better.
doesn't compute. But you get more money by using the Game Time app. You get 110% the difference. Of course, terms apply, but if you use the promo code Buckeyes on the Game Time app or GameTime.co, you get $20 off your first purchase in that Game Time app on tickets. Game Time, go get your tickets now. Matt, final question here on the program, or some folks here in the network like to say the program. Shout out to JD.
Shout out.
Let's talk about Devin Sanchez. That's kind of where I want to take this. It's just a free-flowing show. Like I said, you have no clue what I'm about to ask you. Devin Sanchez, one of the top-ranked corners in the country for the class of 2025, North Shore, Texas. Listen, man, like the Buckeyes already had a top-ranked corner from out of state committed in the 25 class, and he gone. So Ohio State now has to refocus and come back and find another corner in the 2025 class. It obviously has time; it has all of the time in the world to find that corner. But it would be really nice to start this class off with somebody like Devin Sanchez. Let's talk about it, man. Like, what's going on there?
Yeah. I want to give Tavian St. Clair his flowers really quick because you said start off a class. Tavian St. Clair is in the 2025 class. So
I probably should have just said defensive because that's what I meant.
I want to give the local guy, the Belle Fountain, Ohio guy, his flowers, you know. But anywho, Tavian, you got my back, or I got your back, man. I don't know about Spence, but here we are. Anyway, about Devin Sanchez, the five-star cornerback from North Shore High School out there in the Houston, Texas area. Tim Walton stopped by Ohio State's cornerback coach Tim Walton stopped at Devens High School on Monday, I do believe, to start his bye week. Visited with him, was there for about an hour or so, is what I heard through the grapevine. And my first thought was, well, hey, why don't I reach out to young Devin Sanchez and see how that went for him? And let me pull up the direct quote. Okay, I want to pull up the direct quote real quick. Hang on, searching my my Twitter DMs really quick. Here we go. Okay. This is a direct quote from 2025 five-star cornerback Devin Sanchez, the number two cornerback by On3 in that cycle. My question was, how was seeing Coach Walton yesterday? Response, it was cool. You know, we have a different relationship than any other coach that's recruiting me, and I always enjoy the time we have going over ball. Yeah, Ohio State is running this recruitment right now. I say that very confidently. They have clearly made him a priority, and they have since about June or so. Sanchez camped at Ohio State, and it was one of the most impressive workouts I have ever seen, ever. It was the most impressive non-commit workout that I had seen. And I only say non-commit because Mylon Graham did do a workout at Ohio State this summer. And yeah, that was ridiculous. So,
Matt, is a guy that, I don't want to interrupt you. And I try to never interrupt you, but here's what impresses me the most about this recruitment for Ohio State.
Yeah.
So when Devin Sanchez camped at Ohio State in June, I asked somebody, Do you guys have a chance with Devin Sanchez? Is that a guy that could help kickstart your 2025 class? No, I don't think so. He came to camp, but I don't think so. That was the response I got. So you're telling me from June to September now, Ohio State has gone from, oh, I don't think so, to now they're running this recruitment. I mean, obviously you got to close. Coffee's for closers, but when are these guys going to get their coffee? Like, they seem like they're really kickstarting this recruitment and doing a really good job in just a few months compared to what their tenor was a few months ago, where they were just like, yeah, he's camped, but we don't think that he's going to end up here. And now it's like, yeah, if he doesn't end up here, I think it might be a little bit of a surprise.
I just think that's the power of Tim Walton, man. You look at the guys that he has brought in since he's been at Ohio State. He got Jermaine Matthews Jr., in-state guy from the new Ohio State pipeline, it feels, Winton Woods down there in Cincinnati. So that was a national recruitment. He impressed heads when he camped at LSU June 2022, going into his senior year. Ohio State offered him in June. He committed in July. And he stuck with his commitment the entire time. Calvin Simpson Hunt from Waxahachie, Texas, as our good friend Tim May likes to say it, was going to go to Lubbock and Texas Tech. And then Tim Walton came in, flipped him like a pancake, and now Simpson Hunt is in Columbus.
You look at pancakes.
Pancakes are good, yeah. You look at the 2024 class, and like, I mean, come on, man. You got three really damn good corners in there with Aaron Scott, Bryce West, and Miles Lockhart, which those are three of the best cornerbacks in the country. And it's just from the fact that, A, Tim Walton's a very good coach. Like, you look at what Denzel Burke and Jordan Hancock and Davison Igbinosin are doing this year, and as some folks at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center like to say, Spence, the proof is in the pudding, you know? And, I mean, Denzel Burke's probably going to be an All-American this year. My early vote for an All-American. Jordan Hancock is very good in the varying roles that he plays. Davison Igbinosin, one quarter of his season, or not, a third of a season, actually. That's the math there. Not a math show we have learned today.
No.
A third of the way through his first year with Ohio State, they're one of the best corners in the Big Ten, in my humble opinion. So, A, the coaching aspect and the tangible, like you can see it, right? And then you look at his resume. This is a guy who cut his teeth in the NFL, was a part of Nick Saban's staff at LSU when he won a national championship there. So he know, and he was on staff with the Jaguars when they went to the AFC championship, I do believe, against.
I don't want to talk about it. They just torched the Steelers. Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Well, they didn't beat New England, so that's all that matters. This is the day the show found out I'm a New England Patriots fan. Congrats. All of this to say, the resume is there. The experience is there. And then, like, Tim Walton's just a cool guy. He's a cool guy to talk to. He always has something interesting to say. There's a lot of relatability that he can establish with these kids because he's a guy that's from Georgia but played at Ohio State, you know? And so that was big back in the 90s when it was not like that. So he can ease a lot of concerns for a lot of families. And I just think the relatability that he can establish with kids is super impressive. And then you look at a guy that, like a target like Devin Sanchez, who he's like 6'2", 170 pounds. I mean, he's a big corner, man. And he's only a junior in high school. So, like, he's a big dude. That relationship is everything between Sanchez and Walton. They already have that connection. You know, talking with Devin on the phone a couple of times. And, you know, there's a noticeable difference in his voice. And that stuff matters when you're trying to figure out what kids are really saying. You know, that stuff matters. And it also helps Ohio State that Devin's father played college football with Perry Eliano. Like, that's significant. You know, there's a personal connection there. So that's why I pretty confidently say, like, Ohio State is – they're running this thing right now. Devin Sanchez is going to be on campus for the Penn State game, and that'll be great. That's going to be a great test for Ohio State secondary because, you know, Penn State's going to want to throw the ball against them all day with their – with their star in Ohio prospect quarterback, Drew Aller, you know? So that'll be awesome, man. I'm looking forward to that weekend. I'm trying not to overlook the bye week and Maryland and Purdue, but just talking about that in a recruiting sense, man, I'm really excited. So all that to say, Devin Sanchez, handshake emoji, Ohio State, cool.
Let me tell you something, Matt. Ohio State reporter Spencer Holbrook, handshake emoji, bird dogs. Bird dogs are the way to go, folks. Look, man, like, I don't want to get too personal, but, like, I'm wearing the shorts right now. I can do whatever I want in them. They're magnificent. I can't talk well enough about these things. They're amazing. I didn't mean to give you that very up close and personal view, but I just had to because they're so comfortable. They're built like Lululemon shorts, only they're better because they're bird dogs. They have the moisture wicking technology, so you can sweat. You don't really feel that you're sweating. They got built-in underwear. I don't even want you to know whether I'm wearing underwear or not right now because I'm in my bird dogs. I've got the joggers. I've got the hat, the white hat that I wear all the time. The good friend Tim May wears the hat all the time. I've got the polo that look, man, this collar on this polo never bends. I got some polos. I throw them in the washer. I pull them out of the dryer. And all of a sudden, like, the collar looks like it's been folded origami style. No, this collar just snaps back into reality. It is awesome. I cannot say good enough things about Bird Dogs or friends over at Bird Dogs. And right now you can feel what it's like to be inside a pair of Bird Dogs or a Bird Dogs polo or a Bird Dogs hat. When you use the promo code LR at checkout, you will receive a free Hydro Flask style water bottle from Bird Dogs. That is birddogs.com/LR, or use that promo code LR at checkout at birddogs.com to get your Hydro Flask style water bottle. It's a deal that you can't pass up. It's a deal that you wouldn't pass up any other time. So why pass it up now? Go to birddogs.com/LR for that free Hydro Flask water bottle with any purchase on birddogs.com/LR, or just use that promo code LR at checkout and you get the water bottle anyways. Look, if you're going to buy clothes, you might as well get something free with it. And if you're going to buy clothes, you might as well buy stuff from Bird Dogs. It's the best clothing on the freaking market, man.
I mean, it is pretty comfortable. I have one of those nice polos, man. They're super comfortable and, like, kind of a sweater. And you know what? I don't sweat in those Bird Dog polos. They're pretty comfortable. The khaki shorts are nice too. I'm a big fan.
Look, man, nobody makes a bad round of golf look better than Bird Dogs.
You're absolutely right. That's me.
I gotta get a hold of them, man, because I gotta tell them that line. Nobody makes a bad round of golf look better than Bird Dogs. Because at least I look good.
Yeah, the packaging is pretty cool too, I think. There's some funny stuff in the boxes that you get.
Yeah, not a lot of funny stuff going on in the Letterman Lounge today. We were all business, man, because
whatsoever.
That's what the Letterman Lounge is. All talk, all bite too. We are a lot of bark, a lot of bite. We get the job done in the Letterman Lounge. Make sure you like and subscribe to this video. Like the video, subscribe to the YouTube channel, Letterman Row. We had an instant reaction video after the Notre Dame game. We had a Monday after video after the Notre Dame game. We're breaking down the games to watch on Friday when Ohio State's off. We have bold predictions every Friday. Like, we have the Letterman Lounge every week. What more could you want in Ohio State coverage than what we provide at Letterman Row and LettermanRow.com? Go to LettermanRow.com. Get that coverage for $1 for 1 month right now. And yeah, we'll see you guys there. The Letterman Lounge message board always popping off. There's quite a few messages I got to get to when we get off this show. For Matt Parker on the other side of that screen, I am Jeff Spencer Holbrook. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We'll see you back next week in this very spot inside the Letterman Lounge.